Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy, Matt the Cat back on the attack, all dressed in black, ready to raid those racks and stacks of hot wax tracks and bring another fantabulous show straight to your eardrums, baby. Welcome to the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight Show. And for the next hour, I'm not only going to bring you a Friday Night Cat Fight competition, but I'm also going to bring you a solid hour of great rock and roll, rhythm and blues, rockabilly, and doo-wop. And this week, it's extra heavy on the doo-wop. So prepare yourself for the glory that is sweet vocal harmonies, baby. I want to welcome you cats and kittens from all over the world, whether you're listening on FridayNightCatFight.com or RocketRadio.net. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. This is the Friday Night Cat Fight, the show where I take two or more songs by different artists and place them up against each other. And I only ask that you listen to all of the versions of the tunes I'm about to play in their entirety and then decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. Once you've made your decision, go back to FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. Coming up on this week's show, the Friday Night Cat Fight will be over the song I'm a Fool to Care, plus an interesting set of mostly doo-wop songs that focus on the vocal sound of bells ringing. Sound a little crazy? Well, it is, man. You're not going to believe it. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's begin the Friday Night Cat Fight. This week's tune is I'm a Fool to Care. It was written and originally recorded by Ted Daffin in 1940 for the Conqueror label. Three great versions of it were cut in 1954. Two of those will be in competition this week. And then, of course, Joe Barry had the biggest hit of it in 1961. So our competition this week is going to have three versions of I'm a Fool to Care. The first is by Anna Marie and the Stardusters. It was released on the Flair label back in 1954. Now, you may recognize Anna Marie better by her other name, Abby Lincoln. She was in the 1957 film The Girl Can't Help It, and she released a bunch of records in the late 1950s on the Liberty label. Anna Marie and the Stardusters cut their version of I'm a Fool to Care 3 months before the Castells. That brings us to the second version of the tune you're going to hear. The Castells recorded the tune for Grand in 1954. The Castells were a great, fantastic doo-wop group from Philadelphia who only cut around 15 sides during their very short career. However, they were very influential in forming what would be known as the Philly Sound. Now, this is a different Philly sound than the 1970s Sound of Philadelphia. This Philly sound was vocal groups that featured a high tenor lead. And George Grant sings a fantastic high tenor lead on the Castells version of I'm a Fool to Care. Now remember, these are different Castells than the early 60s group that did Sacred. Also in 1954, I'm a Fool to Care was cut by Les Paul and Mary Ford for Capitol Records. They took it to the top 10. I will play their version later, but it's not in competition this week. We move on up to Louisiana-born Joe Barry, who cut I'm a Fool to Care in 1960 for the Gin label. It was then picked up by Smash Records in 1961, where it hit number 24 on the national charts. And Joe Barry has never ever disputed the fact that he sounds almost identical to Fats Domino on this record. I guess it was kind of an inspiration to Fats, because Fats would cut his own version in 1964. But right now, we're going to hear the three versions of I'm a Fool to Care that are in competition this week for the Friday Night Cat Fight. We'll start with Anna Marie and the Stardusters, move on into the Castells from Philadelphia, and end up with Joe Barry from 1960. Now listen closely and get ready to vote for your favorite version of I'm a Fool to Care.
I'm a fool to care. When you treat me this way, I know I love you. But what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry. When you tell me goodbye, you left me so blue. When you were untrue, I'm a fool to care.
I know I should lie and call it a day,
but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. Pretend I'll lose in the end. I'm a fool to care.
Yeah. I'm a fool to care. When you treat me this way, I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry. When you tell me goodbye, you left me so blue. When you were untrue, I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care. When you don't care for me, why should I pretend? I look in the end, I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care. When you don't care for me, so why should I pretend? I lose in the end, I'm a fool to care.
Joe Barry from 1960 or 61, whichever one you prefer. The record was released in both years, first on the Gin label, then on Smash Records. Before that, from Philadelphia, the Castells with I'm a Fool to Care, and we kicked it off with Anna Marie and the Stardusters and their version of the Ted Daffel classic I'm a Fool to Care. Which one did you truly dig the most, cats and kittens? Make your selection over at FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice and vote for the one you like best, and then you can see right immediately, instantaneously, how other cats and kittens have voted. There's no waiting, baby. Also, feel free to make a comment when you vote for your selection. And as always, you can drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com or mattthecat@rocketradio.net. As promised before, here's Les Paul and Mary Ford's version of I'm a Fool to Care, which is not in competition this week, but I wanted you to hear how they did it as well, in case you weren't familiar with their version of the song. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Friday Night Cat Fight Radio Show. And right after Les Paul and Mary Ford, we're going to move into mostly doo-wop songs that make the vocal sound of bells ringing. Hope you find that interesting. And now, Les and Mary.
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I lose in the end? I'm a fool to care.
Cat prowling around these back alleys of rock and roll, playing all those rhythm and blues records. Why, it's Matt the Cat. I should know. I'm Gene Chandler, and he's prowling through my dukedom.
Matt the Cat!
fantastic Bong Bong songs. That was Bing Bong by the Silhouettes, one of the most underrated groups in rock and roll history. A true one-hit wonder. Of course, Get a Job went to number one, and they never saw the Hot 100 again. And that's a real shame, because I think the Silhouettes were a fantastic vocal group. That's Bing Bong, released on the Ember label in 1958. Before that, Vince Castro with the Tonettes and Bong Bong, which was released on both the Doe and Apt labels in 1958. Playing a bunch of songs in a row that deal with the sort of vocal interpretation of bells ringing. Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy, but it hit me in the middle of the night, and I said, I have to do a show where I feature a bunch of these type of records that don't normally get collected together. So I hope you enjoy this. Up next, a seldom heard record from 1957 off the G label, one of George Goldner's great labels. It's by the Echoes. And if this isn't Jimmy Wright playing this mad sax break during this record, then take away my moniker. I'm no longer Matt the Cat. It's got to be Jimmy Wright. He played amazingly simplistic sax breaks that just rattle the walls on most of Goldner's great vocal records. Here are the Echoes with Ding Dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
I met you on a side. It is here for days and days, my dear. So please let me know if you love me so. Yes, and tell me if you love me so.
Be his baby.
Matt the cat.
Tell me, pretty baby, are you really understand? 'Cause I hear those wedding bells. When I see you last night, you held me oh so tight. Oh, tell me, pretty baby, are you gonna treat me right? 'Cause I hear those wedding bells. Held me oh so tight. You tell me, pretty baby, are you gonna treat me right? 'Cause I hear those wedding bells. I saw you last night. You held me oh so tight. Oh, tell me, pretty baby, are you gonna treat me right? 'Cause I hear those wedding bells.
She said she saw a man for me.
For me,
he had loads of gold. You know that I don't want his money.
His money.
He may not have a cent.
A cent.
But if he rings that ding dong bell,
ding-a-ling.
I live with him in a tent. Ooh,
ding-a-ling,
I want a ding dong daddy.
Ding dong daddy.
I want a ding dong daddy.
Ding dong daddy.
Aye, 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 ding dong daddy.
Ding dong daddy.
I want a ding dong daddy.
Ding dong daddy. Ding dong, daddy. Ah.
by Nona Carr, scorching the specialty label with Ding Dong Daddy, 1955, baby. Getting that ding dong in there. Before that, the Jive Tones, Ding Ding Dong, from 58. We heard the Quintones, yes, the same Quintones that would later give us Down the Isle of Love. In 1958, they were recording for the Chess label. And that's Ding Dong, featuring Roberta Heyman doing a great lead. And of course, the Echoes with that great Jimmy Wright sax break kicked us off from 57. Now, this next tune has an interesting history. It was released on the Aladdin label in 1955 as Bip and Bop with Johnny's Combo. Now, I'm not sure exactly which one, whether it was Bip or Bop, but one of them was Billy Guy, who would go on to be one of the debut members in the Coasters a year later. And the Johnny referred to in Johnny's Combo is none other than Johnny Otis, who, as you know, played on almost every West Coast record of the day. And he was on this one, too. So here's Bip and Bop with Ding Dong Ding. It's the Friday Night Catfight Show.
As I was walking down the street, I saw something mighty sweet. She was a cutie, and the bells began to ring. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-dong-ding. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-dong-ding. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, and the bells began to ring. I looked at her, she began to smile. I said, baby, won't you stay a while? My heart began to sing, and the bells began to ring. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-dong, ding. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-dong, ding. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, and the bells began to ring. Her lips were close to mine, and the bells began to ring. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-dong-ding. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-dong-ding. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, and the bells began to ring. I took her home, we were all alone. She had a real fine pad. In walked her dad. He hit me on the head, and the bells began to ring. Ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling.
Ring and go,
ding dong, ding dong.
dong me, go ding dong ding. Those who want you will go ding dong ding. Those who need you will go ding dong ding. Those who want you will go ding dong. Try it again.
Ding dong.
One more time.
Ding dong ding dong ding dong ding dong. Hey.
I am the Japanese Sandman.
You look like a Japanese Sandman.
He goes the rang-tang ding dong, rang-tang ding dong, rang-tang ding dong. I'm fitted in one rang-tang ding dong, rang-tang ding dong, rang-tang ding dong. I'm fitted in one rang-tang ding dong, rang-tang ding dong.
I am the Japanese Sandman from across the sea. I got all the girls are loving me. I am the Japanese Sandman, and I know I'm free. I follow behind all the playboy rules. I am the Japanese Sandman from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me. I wear a pinstripe jacket made of chunky Fu Yang. A polka dot shoes made of Yang Sang. I got a mean bun from Armington. A purple blue pants from my own Mingo Shanks. I am the Japanese Sandman from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me. We'll go down in the Hall of Fame. I am the Japanese Sandman from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me.
He goes rag-tang, ding-dong, wreck-y, sang-y, rag-tang, ding-dong.
All you guys say the big things. All I get to say is, he goes
rag-tang, ding-dong, wreck-y, sang-y, rag-tang, ding-dong,
wreck-y, sang-y.
I'm feeling it all right. I'm feeling it all right. I'm feeling it all right.
And we end our collection of Ding Dong songs with the Bells of Rosarita, The Admirations, off Mercury Records from 1959. I'm Matt the Cat. Now, if you haven't signed up for my weekly email newsletter over at www.mattthecat.com, then you're missing out on a complete playlist of this program. Now, along with the playlist, you also get links to the MP3s and CDs of the songs used in this program if they're available, if you'd like to purchase them. So it's kind of helpful if there's a song I play that you really would like to own. And you get that, plus exclusive audio that's only for subscribers of my newsletter, and a bunch of news and other stuff. So make sure you're a subscriber to the Night Prowler weekly email newsletter. To sign up, just go to www.mattthecat.com. It's right there at the bottom of the homepage. Switching gears just a little bit here, we're going to have two songs about saying no, no, no. Let's begin with a tune that was originally released in 1958, but didn't become a hit until it was re-released in 1961. Here's Bud Johnson and the Chanters with No, No, No. It's the Friday Night Catfight Show.
Ah. No, 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 don't kiss me anymore. No, 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 I told you once before. No, 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 don't kiss me anymore.
No, me, yes, yes, yes.
I love you, and no one else will do. My heart sings, don't ever say we're through. Please tell me.
Tell her that I love her.
No, no,
Bells from 61. Did you catch the chimes in that record? I did not do that on purpose. That just came out that way. A little more ding-a-ling for you, baby. All right, here's one you don't hear very often. It's the Shallots, also from 61. This one came out on both the True Light and the Dart labels. Here's Fat, Fat, Fat Mommy-O on the Night Prowl Show over Rocket Radio and MattTheCat.com.
Got a little mama, and you wanna keep on it. You could take her to the liquor shop, and she'll be finished because she doesn't have
Which sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom.
Gal gal, lovin' in the blubber blubber. Love ride a hip a dipper zipper dipper. Pull out the mail, take a lover hover. He ride a one a dipper record breaker. Pull out the mail, take a lover hover. He ride a hoodie with a slubber dipper. Pull out the mail, take a lover hover. He ride a hip in the hover lover. Hello, there's something that a jigger want.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Do 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 bom.
Gal gal, love it in the blubber lover. I love it something that I love it do. He ride a truck like a lover do. I love it under the zipper dipper. All out the man took a lover hover. He ride a one a double lover lover. All out the man took a lover hover. Bend down a love it in the blubber do. He ride a zipper to hover the lover.
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a sun nickel to meat and bun.
Do 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 bom. Gal gal, love it in the blubber lover. All ride a rickety ticky hover lover. I love it a one double zipper do. He ride a living in a hubba lubba. Hell ride a hubba in a one dubba. He ride a one a dubba ragga ragga. Pull out the hell to a lubba hubba. Bring down a one dubba zubba dubba. He ride a hubba in a gun dubba.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom. Gow gow ooh.
I'm gonna tell you if you don't know. Boom ba boom ba boom ba boom ba boom ba boom ba boom. About a great ball player from a long time ago. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. A hero to me, I ain't putting you on, son. I now tell the story of baseball's Walter Johnson. All through baseball, he was loved and respected. Was there bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected. When pitchers throw their pitch to scare, boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, they'll almost hit that opposing player. Whoa, boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Walter Johnson wouldn't do that, not even just a little. He kept that baseball right down the middle. And all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Was there bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected. Well, when the Washington 9 was a-gwine to win, boom, ba-boom, 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 Walter would ease up a little on the opposition. Boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. The other teammates, they just didn't get it. They said, "Hey there, Walter, how come you let him hit it?" Walter told them with his gentle smile, said, "Boys, this game's no fun if you don't get a hit once in a while." And all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Was there bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected. Well, a record's just a record in a book that's just a book. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Walter Johnson never gave the opposing team so much as a dirty look. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. And a season's just a season, and a game that's just a game. And Walter Johnson cared about people more than he cared about fame. So, all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Was there bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected.
The great Jonathan Richman with his little tribute to one of the greatest baseball pitchers of all time, the Washington Senators' own Walter Johnson. And baseball season is underway, and I hope you're enjoying it, cats and kittens. I'm Matt the Cat. I also hope you enjoyed this week's show. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com or mattthecat@rocketradio.net. I want to thank rocketradio.net for sending this show around the world and for the great disc jockeys that help keep this great rock and roll music alive. I'm privileged to be a part of it. Don't forget to go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for your favorite version of I'm a Fool to Care. Who's going to win this week? Will it be Anna Marie and the Stardusters, the Castells, or Joe Barry? Make your voice heard. Vote over at FridayNightCatFight.com. Well, we'll turn around and do it again next week for a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight radio show. Until then, keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.